Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
The month of August is observed as Organ Donor Month, rather, with a name to raise awareness about donation. Alice Fosler is a two-time double lung transplant survivor, joining us this morning to talk about the importance of organ donation. Alice, good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa.
Two lung transplants, when did they happen?
The first one was back in 2008, and then the second one was almost 10 years later at the end of 2017.
Was it the same lung, or are both lungs now basically donations from other people?
So, no, it's actually double that. So the first one back in 2008 was both lungs, and then in 2017 it was again both lungs being replaced.
Heavens. Why did you need to have all your lungs replaced?
So I was born with a genetic disease called cystic fibrosis, which affects your lungs. Because it's genetic, it's in your DNA. So both lungs get affected. It's a disease that causes a lot of infection and scarring in your lungs. And eventually your lung tissue turns hard, and you are gradually just drowning in your own mucus. So, you know, that was the initial problem. And then at the age of 23, that was the only treatment left. So I had to do the double lung transplant, which I was very, very blessed to receive. And then about, you know, almost 10 years later, unfortunately, that set of lungs started rejecting. Your body never accepts the lungs as yours, unfortunately, because it's not your genetic makeup. You know, so you take medication forever to prevent your body from rejecting the lungs. But unfortunately, it can happen. So after 10 years, that did happen to me, and I had to get a new pair of lungs. Again, I was lucky enough to be able to get that. Not many people are that lucky.
How long did you have to wait between, I suppose, the time your doctor said, okay, we need a new set of lungs, to actually being on the operating table and they were transplanting a new set?
So both times was about a year. The first time, it was literally January 2007 when the doctor said, you know, I desperately need new lungs. The medical aid admin, etc., took about 3 months, and then I waited about 8 months. So both times was a year.
And I suppose the purpose of not only this month, but also this conversation, is to implore South Africans to please register as organ donors, because with each person who has passed away, you can save up to 7 people who are in desperate need of organs.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you happen to know of the people who donated the lungs to you, or do you not seek that information?
So they don't really give you the information. Sometimes they will give you a little bit of information. So in my case, I just know that both of the donors were female and they were in their early 40s, both of them. So that's all that I know about my donors. But they try not to give you too much information, and they don't encourage that you try and find the donor family.
Yeah.
These days with social media, it can be quite possible to find your donor family, especially in a country as small as SA, you know. If you do a Facebook post on, you know, I love Joburg groups, etc., and you saying that you're looking for someone who passed away on a specific date, it's very possible to find your donor, but it's not encouraged.
And how are you feeling now, Alice?
I'm feeling fantastic. I work full-time again, and I'm studying again, and I'm living the life. I've just been overseas for a holiday, which was very exciting, especially after COVID, etc. We waited for that for very long. So yes, I'm very, very blessed at the moment, and fingers crossed it will continue for a few good years still.
But I'm so, so happy that you're able to chat to us this morning. Thank you very much, Alice. Alice Forsler, a recipient of two sets of lungs over the last decade or so, a two-time double lung transplant survivor, encouraging you, hopefully, that giving your donation, donating your organs at the instance of your passing is a very good thing. You can call the Organ Donor Foundation on the toll-free line 0800 22 6611.